Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
This week's Aging Today question is, how do nursing homes avoid the spread of infections? Thanks to Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, for this week's script. Nursing home residents are at high risk of infection because they live in close quarters. The average facility has over 100 beds, and roommates and shared bathrooms are common. Perhaps it's not surprising that nursing homes report about one infection for every three residents, with some cases serious enough to require hospitalization. Federal regulations require nursing homes to have infection control programs and be evaluated annually. In 2017, over 60% of facilities were found to have deficiencies. Although few were life-threatening, many had been cited in earlier inspections but not remedied. The importance of infection control was brought home by the rapid spread of the COVID-19 virus in nursing homes. It spread especially swiftly in facilities that had been cited for deficiencies. Enforcement of existing regulations would go a long way to reducing the threat of disease among nursing home residents and the workers who care for them.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.